official Freedom Hall clock. It is 5:30 on... Good, I'm looking at last month's minute. May 16th, 2017, calling to order the meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners to a fire district. Is anyone recording? No one is recording the meeting. Public comment. Is there any public comment? No public comment. We have the minutes from the April 11th meeting in front of us. I've already looked them over. They seem all in order. We would move that we approve them as written. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Commissioner Connolly.
Pisano. And have it. Unanimous. Chief. Next order of business is the Chief's report.
Okay, good evening, Commissioners. Good evening, everybody in the audience. Thank you for being here. Okay, so the first order of business that we have on our agenda is for old business is monthly activities. You will see that's the first page, should be the first. There it is right there, sir. Yep. This is the Image Trend Fire Bridge. We pulled it all out. So the instances of last month of April 1st to April 30th, you'll see we've had 43 runs, and in those 37 we were in Kituit. One was in Centerville, three was in Mashpee. I don't know, one went to Mashpee Center. I don't know why they do that, but that's what they do. So we have a total of 43 runs of last month. As you
Excuse
go through...
Chief, we then this month have one unknown.
Yeah,
we
do have that one unknown. I don't know why they throw that one unknown. I'm not sure what the uncertainty is on that unknown. I'll have to look into that, but I really don't. So if you go through the page, there's obviously 10 pages here for this report. It obviously breaks it down to all sorts of different things from the provider impressions, which is your, you know, dizziness, your fevers, your headaches. You'll see it all right there. It's for you to actually look at and get back to me if there's any concerns other than the unknowns.
I did have a question about
yes.
The runs. The average distance that they're recording is 5 miles. And I'm trying to figure out how they got from anywhere around here to the hospital in 5 miles.
The average distance is probably to the scene, to the average, to the scene, to the...
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
and we're 5.2 square miles, so then usually from Cape Cod Hospital to Falmouth, we're right kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually 10 to 11 miles. It depends on which way you go.
And I still haven't been able to find out from reading this over last time whether we got assistance and how that's counted in. Will that show in here if...
That should show, but it would probably show in the fire report because our ambulance is probably out or out of service, so it would show actually in the fire report. This is your EMS report.
Okay.
This
is a great report system,
yes.
A lot of information.
There's quite a bit of information on here. Breaks it down into percentages and everything from what we have for cardiacs, pacemakers, everything. It's quite an amazing report.
I didn't have any other questions at all, anything?
No. Okay, so next order of on the agenda is a ComStar report. We did receive a ComStar report. It is in my office, so I will get that to you next month. Next month being June. We'll get that in the middle of June. I'll have two reports for you in June for April and May for the June meeting. Okay, you have inside your packets the budget for the appropriation sheets. It's they call it a ledger now, the expenditure ledger. If you noticed, it does say page 3 of 18. Obviously, you only have two pages. So all of the other pages are from the Water Department and the Financial Committee, as well as some of the Fire Department. But this, they broke it down to the Fire Department. This goes all the way until April 20th. This was printed. It ends on there. So it's approximately 83% of your budget, basically what it's representing. There are some highlights, the usual highlights that we've highlighted in the past, being wages, the full-time injury. You could see that's 389%. We only budgeted $20,000 in there. We spent $77,841.91, so that gives us an excess over $57,841.91. The other is longevity pay. That's just up slightly. We're pretty much finished with that. So basically, we're running at 75.44% of the entire salary line items. So we're still within our means in our budget there at the end of the salary line items. As you travel down on the ledger sheet, it goes into operational expenses, and you see the grounds and maintenance. Obviously, that's from our septic system that needs to be replaced. That's 124% above. We scheduled usually $3,500. We've already spent $4,363 in that account, so we're up 863% of that, or the ending rather. We're down rather $863. So we spent 124% higher than we should on that account. The other one that's out of skew is the 99.17, which is the 911 dispatch. That's just normal. It's a one-shot deal, and we spend that in the beginning of the year. So that's $37,500, and the bill to our date was $37,190. So we still have a percentage left in that account. I don't know sometimes when COM actually, that's for COM dispatch. I don't know at when they will offer them a salary increase. Usually Chief Wynn will contact me ahead of time and let me know just before budget season. He hasn't said anything. So we did not up that. I'm not sure if we upped that or not. I'll have to look at the, I'll make a note of that to look at the next meeting. Because that's important. We want to make sure that we have enough money in there so if they do a percentage of 2 or 3% increase for their dispatchers, that we can cover that. Mm-hmm. You know, we can cover some of that.
I don't show an increase projected on our draft budget.
Okay. Usually we used to pay for one dispatch, but now we're, when we asked to go over to the county, they brought it down to a reasonable number for us, so it's not really a dispatch percentage anymore. It's just a percentage of a dispatch. So we're not paying for one like we used to. Mm-hmm. So we've narrowed that down a little bit. So that is our contract with them. So they haven't increased it as of right now. Okay, on the last page you see continuing the operational expense. The telephone lines are up a little higher in the 88 range, not much off. The ambulance billing is up a little higher. So that's up about 0.5%. And the administrative expenses is up higher, but we've pretty much, we know that this is close to the end of the fiscal year for us, so we're pretty much completed with that. And so at the total end of an approximately 83% budget, we're at 53.88. So I know the last month we usually do have a few things that we get and stuff at the end, so that will come in closer as we go.
As well as through July afterwards.
Yeah, exactly, right, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Okay. I do have items here. I mentioned this to you folks last time about the septic system and also about the, this is according to the budget, that's why I'm saying this to you now. Mm-hmm. This is the monies that were asked for paving, you know, for the work that's possibly going to be done with a septic system. We still have not received a total number for a septic system because we need to get They need to get an engineer first to do the job to see how see what we really need, and that's about $4,000, and they won't give us estimates because they didn't want to be erroneous on the effort on the estimates. So I'm going to hand you basically what you can look at, and if we can get that copy, if I get these copies back, that'd be great. This is just for the area that they're going to rip up. So what you see in there is a couple of companies, two or three companies there that, that has gone out to bid with us about the parking lot. So when we take up the parking lot, that's what it'll be to replace the parking lot. So it, it roughly is from $20,000, $22,000 to like $26,000 for the parking lot, for the pavement. And, you know, we're estimating about $30,000 to $40,000 for the septic system, depending on if we have to put in a closed tank or not. We're still looking into that with the county to see what we're going to have to do. Hence the reason why one of the companies does not want to bid this until we figure out if we do need a closed system. And that an engineer will let us know that. And I threw that in the budget because that's money we're talking about. So in essence, we did project $55,000. That may not be enough for the estimate, since these came in now instead of came. We figured it would be a little bit lower for the parking lot, but it's come in a little higher. So our estimates were off. So it's going to be probably higher than $55,000 we're going to need. So we may need to go back to the district and ask for a special meeting and maybe up it if we need to. In the $60,000-$65,000 range, and that's for the septic, the piping, the natural pipe, a natural gas pipe to the generator, and the pavement.
What about what about removal of the tank?
Oh, that's all part of that. That's all part. Yeah, that's all part of that. That tank is actually not ours. It's AmeriGas, so they'll come and pick it up.
Yep.
And that's it for the budget. So the next item is new business, and in new business we have personnel. As you know, we have all our personnel back except for one, that open shift, hence the reason why that the numbers, the line item numbers on that open shift is very high. So we have an interview process in place. We already requested for one paramedic, firefighter paramedic, to our department, and we got six applicants, as we said stated last month. We have May 24th is going to be our interview process. All the applicants know their time and that they're supposed to be report to the station. And we'll go through our application process with them, the hiring process with them. We have a matrix with all of the questions. So we're ready to go. The officers are going to handle this with our administrative assistant. And I will do the last interview with the fire chief, if you will. Okay, and that's coming up. And hopefully, our projection, hopefully, we'd like to hire as soon as possible. That will help our budget, obviously. And if we can hire within June 3rd, we would really like to shoot for that date, which is a Saturday. That would be Group 2. Lieutenant McNamara's here now. He's the one that's down a person, so we'll end up putting that person, the new person, on Lieutenant McNamara's shift. So, and that hopefully June 3rd, and if they can't, it's close to the two-week notice for these people, so we just want to accommodate, you know, what they need to as well. So if not, then the week after. All right. So for the apparatus, we do have... thanks to Lieutenant McNair again. I know his name's been mentioned quite a bit lately. All good. We have 263 back in service. It's great. And thank you, sir, very much for your hard work on doing all that. He does it on duty, does a lot of it on his own time, which is great. So, again, kudos to Lieutenant McNair and his crew for doing an excellent job. So 263 is back in service. Our brand new 265 is running well. 262 is is functioning very well as well, as good as it is. We do have to correct a bump issue that we have, and we will take care of that next month. So that should be hopefully all completed by next month, and a scratch on the back. And we need to make sure that we repair that scratch. According to the AAA specs, you have to have the visible scotch light on there, and that scratch is a problem. So we will take care of that. So everything is looking well. We do have brush breaker 267 out of service. We have a line that was broken, a plastic line. It's an air line that goes into the truck. So our mechanic knows about that, and by next week he should be coming in and fixing that. So he already knows. He has the supplies. He's ready to go next week. So that's all in order. Our boat is ready to go. It's on, not on a dock, but it's on the
trailer.
The trailer, and it's right next door to us. So it's ready to go and ready to be used. So we need to get out there, and we'd like to go use the dock for a little while to go do some training. So we're going to try to see if we can work something out with the powers to be, so we can go back and forth and use it, at least utilize it for a couple of weeks to get our training done on it, like we always do, and then we'll remove it from there and put it back on the trail until we can hopefully find maybe a wonderful district member can get a dock space for us. And that is it for apparatus. And the fire chief search, sir?
Can we see an apparatus for 1 second, Chief?
Yes.
Was it 263 that had the problem with the leak, freezing?
Yes. Yes, that's been completed. That's all set. So that's the bill was roughly $1,200.
Okay.
So it wasn't
as significant as
exactly, and we can handle that with what we have. So
okay.
We're looking good. But yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so the fire chief's search, and I believe that's you, sir.
Before we go to that, last time we had talked about the marine unit, you said you were not.
Right, Chief and I need to discuss that a little bit further.
Okay.
See what the options are.
All right, good. And the last item under new business is the fire chief's search. On the 11th of this month, we had an all-day assessment process. The original six finalists that were invited, three of them chose not to attend. Two, I believe, partly for reasons of distance, they were significant out-of-state candidates, and we were not paying travel costs for them. And the third got a better offer. So we had three finalists at the assessment. Commissioner Connolly was able to attend for the entire day. Commissioner Hadley and myself were able to attend for part of the day, plus we had attendance by representative of the Prudential Committee, representative of the union, and the results came in on that. Lieutenant, you said you wanted to say something now. Sure.
Phil Mack, America 2 of Fire. I'm Vice President of Local 3642. Shane apologizes he couldn't be here tonight. He's running for a selectman and going back to old times for him. We just want to thank you guys to be part of the process. He said there were three great candidates that he saw. I know he's put a letter into you. Just what he talked to the union about is the three candidates. He thought Chief Root probably had the most experience because he's already a chief and has been doing it. And then Lieutenant Lamon was the only one that met all the criteria. So he seemed very happy with the three gentlemen. He just wanted to thank you guys for being part of it. So thank you.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Connolly, just a quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
I did have the opportunity to be participating the entire day or observe the entire day, and there were truly, as stated, three great candidates, and it was a very interesting day, and I think we will come out in a great position from a village perspective when we're done. Thank you.
And my sentiments from the limited time I was able to be there, I was going to be there all day, but I was under the weather. But the candidates were certainly impressive. We have their resumes. They all three represent quite accomplished professionals. In the scoring from the assessment, the percentages came out substantially in favor of Chief Rood, with Tom, you were in second, and also both of you were well ahead of the third place candidate in terms of performance across both tactical exercises, management and presentation exercises, written and oral reviews. It was quite an extensive process. But based on the overall results and the scoring of the assessment day, I believe that I would ask for a motion to open contract negotiations with Chief Rood.
I would move that Chief Rood be offered
make a motion that we enter under your guidance negotiations with the chief to place him into the position as chief of the village of Katuit.
Do I have a second?
Second.
In favor?
Commissioner Connolly, aye.
Commissioner Hadley, aye.
Commissioner Pisano. With that, I will contact the candidate and ask him to begin contract negotiations and look forward to report back as soon as possible.
Before we adjourn, can I make a comment?
Certainly.
First of all, I applaud you three for doing a great job on this. It was a great company that came in, and Municipal Resources did a really professional job, I thought. I didn't have much involvement in it, but you kept me abreast of things that are going on, so I appreciate that very much. It's so nice to have Tim here, or Tom, I just found out. No, Tim here. Tim did an outstanding job, and I would love to see you as a chief somewhere someday. Too bad it's not here, but you certainly will get there because you're outstanding. You did a great job, and thank you very much for taking your time and doing that. And we appreciate your offering here, in a client. And for Paul and for Bill, I would like to congratulate them as well. They all did a really good job and stuff. On another note, this is your last, Fire Commissioner Hadley's last meeting. Fire Commissioner, I just want to thank you so much for your support, your time, your efforts, and your love of Katuit, for being here, for always trying to do the right thing for myself and for this district. On behalf of myself, my family, and my family as a fire department, we thank you very much for your service.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to make one comment. Sorry I couldn't make the thing for Paul, but we are going to be looking for a deputy chief. So keep your hand in. I've really been several years pleased. Let's do a deputy chief. Let's have somebody there on weekends to help out and be around. So thank you all.
Sure. With what we just heard about deputy chief, is this going to be considered like a hiring list? So if Paul, if things don't go with Paul, are you looking at Tim? You want to go through the same process, right? With Chief Rood, you're opening negotiations.
We are opening negotiations with Chief Rood.
If things don't go well,
that does not achieve a satisfactory result, I have your number on speed dial.
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you for the question to clarify that. If there is no other business, move we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Conley.
Pisano.
Abbott.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Just to add, it was very nice to see this many faces in the audience.